Hello and welcome to our podcast. We will be speaking with Dr. Mike Weston, who has authored the Gynae Special Issue for Clinical Radiology.
Thank you very much, Dr. Weston, for agreeing to take part in our podcast. Can you please tell us what are the key messages from the Gynae Special Issue?
Yes, the Gynae Special Issue focuses very much on the use of MR scan within the gynecological tract, not only reminding us of the fantastic anatomical detail that it can provide, but also showing us some of the more advanced MR techniques that are beginning to be investigated, particularly in gynecological malignancy, looking at the radionics of the signals that are coming back from various types of tumour. In this particular special issue, I've drawn together papers that look at this in both endometrial cancer, cervical cancer, and also in the use of diffusion-weighted imaging within the peritoneal cavity. And what the articles are showing us is that there's more information to get out of MR scan than just the visual qualitative looking at a scan. So when cervix is looked at in terms of cervical cancer, working out how the range of diffusion-weighted imaging values vary across a tumour volume using special computerised programs to get these sorts of information will give you an idea whether you're dealing with a more aggressive tumour or a less aggressive tumour. So it's moving a bit more towards some of the information that you would traditionally get from pathology. The other papers that I have included in the special issue are more to do with the anatomical detail that we can get. There's a very nice article by Zhang and colleagues that discuss the findings of genital tract abnormalities and how MR scan is a very good tool to identify which bits of the genital tract are present, absent or atretic, and having a very good correlation with surgical findings. And then I have an article in here discussing endometriosis. One of the things that radiologists often wonder is whether endometriosis is something they should be getting involved with or whether it's better investigated by gynecologists with laparoscopy and treatment trials. But actually, this article by Schneider and colleagues gives a great overview of the types of techniques that you might use on an MR protocol to improve your information gathering. And of course, they emphasize that you can't do this without some good liaison with the gynecologist.
Can you please highlight an article for our listeners that will change their practice?
Yes, I think the review article written by Adley and colleagues from Cambridge is a very good article. This is a review on the use of diffusion-weighted imaging in gynecological malignancy, and it covers quite a lot of the topics that are also covered in some of the other articles in the special issue. I think it's a very good place to start if you haven't been using diffusion-weighted imaging much in your practice. Find out how it's done, particularly the artifacts that you might get from the use of diffusion-weighted imaging and some of the pitfalls you might fall into. And then it gives some idea of the techniques that are coming out for different types of tumours. So I recommend this as a very good article to base future practice on.
Thank you very much, Dr. Weston. I'm sure our listeners will be very interested to read the articles you've highlighted in the special issue. And thank you for your time for putting it together.
That brings us to the end of our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed listening. Look forward to reading the articles and will join us for our next podcast.